absolutely. There's two events over the Saturday and the Sunday. The Saturday is the Alban Pilgrimage, which is a annual event telling the story of Alban and how he became a saint. There's a great big carnival procession that runs from St. Peter's Church down St. Peter's Street through the city centre, and then it goes on to St. Alban's Cathedral, and there are these incredible 10-foot puppets that walk down the street in a great big procession.
What are the puppets of?
The puppets are of Alban. A Christian was running away from the Romans and hid, and the Roman was so moved by his faith that he then converted. But when they came to arrest the Christian, and the person who'd been giving him shelter was arrested instead. And they plucked out his eyes and they rolled down the hill. And so there are two massive puppets of eyeballs and all sorts. It's all kind of over the top and fantastically carnival-esque.
And there's an execution, isn't there?
Yes, there is. They cut his head off. And so it's all in vast puppets. And so it's nothing too violent. My kids have been going for years. They love it.
Well, kids would love that, probably, wouldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. There are people in great big red outfits to denote the blood, and blue outfits to denote the water of the tears of the Roman centurion who saw what happened and was sad, and those kinds of things. So it's all very graphic and informative. There's a big PA that tells you the story as you go along. So it's good fun. It's a great spectacle to see. The good thing is, as well, it goes through St. Peter Street, where the charter market is also running. So once the pilgrimage is finished, then there'll be a good afternoon's worth of shopping at the Charter Market, which is one of the longest running markets in the country.
And for people who don't know St. Albans, what is the backdrop? What sort of setting does the city offer?
The city is beautifully old, and the phrase that Boris Johnson used was all of English history in one town. So we've got medieval coaching inns and Victorian courthouse, and we've got a cathedral abbey, which was where the BBC broadcast Easter Sunday from this year. So there's some beautiful contrasting buildings. There are winding small roads with independent shops. There are some large high street shops as well. There's two shopping malls and vast parks and green space called Verulamium Park, which has the oldest pub in England in it as well. So there's lots of good places to eat and drink and lots of good places to hang out. Particularly in June, it's rather splendid because there is a splash park in Verulamium Park with fountains and water jets and what have you, so the kids can hang out and you can just sit and drink and eat ice cream in the sunshine as well.